House will come to order. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Here.
Barlow.
Here.
Berger.
Here.
Blake.
Here.
Blevins.
Here.
Flickery.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Burkhart.
Here.
Bird.
Here.
Campbell.
Here.
Kennedy.
Here.
Coleman.
Here.
Connolly.
Here.
Davison.
Here.
Eklund.
Here.
Esquivel.
Here.
Filer.
Here.
Freeman.
Here.
Gay.
Here.
Gingery.
Here.
Goggles.
Here.
Greer.
Here.
Green.
Here.
Halverson.
Here.
Harshman.
Here.
Harvey.
Here.
Hunt. Hutchings.
Here.
Yagi.
Here.
Kasparik.
Here.
Kirkbride.
Here.
Croker.
Here.
Krohn.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Lockhart.
Here.
Laux.
Here.
Madden.
Here.
Mater.
Here.
McKim.
Here.
Miller.
Here.
Moniz.
Here.
Nicholas.
Here.
Northrup.
Here.
Patton.
Here.
Paxton.
Here.
Petrov.
Here.
Piperinen.
Here.
Reeder.
Here.
Simlick.
Here.
Summers.
Here.
Stubson.
Here.
Teeters.
Here.
Throne. Walters,
here.
Watt,
here.
Wilson,
here.
Winters,
here.
Swanitzer Dan,
here.
Swanitzer Dave,
here.
Mr. Speaker,
here.
60 present.
The prayer of today is offered by Representative Throne.
Let us bow our heads in prayer. Gracious God, we come to you today with a prayer of thanks. We thank you for the 90 souls who've gathered here together in Cheyenne to debate and deliberate on what's best for the state of Wyoming. We thank you for our session staff who also leaves their daily lives to serve us. We thank you for our tireless LSO permanent staff who takes their ideas and turns them into bills and amendments only to see them die, perhaps to live another day. Gracious God, we thank you for the natural beauty and the abundant resources of our great state. Above all, though, Lord, we thank you for the people of Wyoming who have given us the privilege to serve. As we return home, cloak us in humility, ever mindful that everything we do should be to your glory and in your name. Amen.
Thank you.
With that order of business, adjournal committee report.
Your journal committee reports that the Journal of March 4, 2014 has been read and recommends that it be approved, signed by Representatives Filer and Winters.
With that order of business of messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, in accordance with Wyoming Statute 28-12-102, the Senate voted on the confirmation of the governor's appointments and confirmed all nominees by the votes indicated, ayes 29, one excused, signed by Dinah Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Doctor of the day today is Dr. Christina Beringer, M.D. from Cheyenne. The nurse of the day is our own Representative Kasparek. Thank you, Dr. Beringer, and as always, thank you, Representative Kasparek. Representative Escobel.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Certainly.
Folks, I got this card, and I thought it bore a real strong resemblance to one of the members of our body. So, like, I might have to get me a camo hat to give to him.
Mr. Majority Whip.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Certainly.
In the South Gallery, one of my favorite elementary schools, one of the three fifth grades here, Mr. Woodard's class, would you please stand up and be recognized? Welcome to the House.
Welcome to the House. Now we have a special event. One of the things that we...
Mr. Speaker, I forgot to announce that they're from Pioneer Park, the best elementary in town.
Well, welcome to the House again. And now we're to that special event. One of the unique opportunities we have is the recognition of the student page, Porter Vike. Porter has been serving as our student page throughout this session. He's a senior at Cheyenne East High School and ready to graduate. He's been involved in Air Force ROTC program and is currently holding a leadership position. He was also a member of the East High mock trial team that placed second this year in their competition. He's earned his Eagle Scout Award last May. His project took almost a year to complete. Also, last year, he was nominated by the Junior ROTC Cadet of the Year by the Marine Corps recruiters. After graduation, he plans to serve a two-year LDS mission. Upon returning home, he plans to enlist in the Army and maybe attend college at the University of Utah. Porter Vike.
Well, Mr. Speaker offered me the chance to say a few things. I have to say I'm very appreciative for being allowed to come here and being a part of the legislative process and getting to know all of you representatives and the wonderful work you do for Wyoming. Last night at the taco party, many of you met my father, who is sitting up in the North Gallery. My dad, Michael Vike, would like to stand up, so he should be recognized.
Welcome to the House. You have to be very proud.
My dad was a little shocked that I got to come here and do this. We had a family vacation in California planned about the second week of session, so I wasn't here for all of the very long and interesting nights I was told that we had. It's been a new experience for me to come here and to learn, and I am going to miss it a little bit, although I think I'm ready to be back in school and hanging out and joking around with my friends a little bit. So, So I have to say thank you all for allowing me to be here and making me feel welcome and comfortable in this situation. So thank you very much.
That order of business of third reading regular list. The first bill for our consideration is Senate File 11.
Senate File 11 from the Management Council, an act relating to appropriations for the legislature be enacted by the state of Wyoming.
Representatives Juan, it's or Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to move third reading amendment number one to Senate File 11 and ask for its favorable consideration. Brothers and sisters, you may remember on Committee of the Whole, I brought an amendment raising the per diem rate from 109 to 129. The good question from the education chairman said, how will this affect the 62 other boards and commissions tied to the legislative per diem rate? Going back and spending the last 2 days working with LSO and all interested parties, I just don't think we can make it workable the way we did it to raise the per diem rate this year with the effect it has on the executive branch and other agencies that were unprepared for that raise. So in the best interest of the bill, I would ask you to consider this amendment, taking the per diem back down to 109, and we will make a more diligent run at it next year. Thank you.
Any more discussion? We're voting on third reading amendment to Senate third reading amendment number one to Senate File 11. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That would be the never mind amendment, and it has passed the House. We're voting on Senate File 11 having been read three separate times. Question is, shall the bill pass? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Barlow,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Blevins,
aye.
Flickery,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson, Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pipirinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson, Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
no.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
no.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Davison, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 56 aye, 4 no.
Senate File 11, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 11 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 28.
Senate File 28 from the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to criminal procedure, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming.
There is an amendment. Representative Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Folks, it looks complicated, but it's actually pretty simple. And it does three things. It cleans up the first two lines are cleanup from the bill that came out of the second reading amendments yesterday, because we were using a couple of the wrong words when we added in what I'm calling the Love Now second reading amendment. And so those are just cleanup for changing the language. Then if you go down to about line 11 through 26, what this does is also a cleanup of that second reading Love Now amendment, and it does two things in addition to cleanup. Number one, if the court enters an order of actual innocence, And that's a mechanism that someone can apply for. As the law is currently drafted, then the clerk's office and or the court can have the record, that's the criminal record, and the criminal of the trial and all those things expunged and perhaps destroyed. And then if he comes back in and asks for an award under the new bills that we're passing this session, there's a chance that part of the record, the criminal record and the trial and the exhibits and all that stuff has been destroyed. So this requires the court to preserve the record. So if he comes back in and asks for a monetary award based upon the bill passed by this House, this assures that the prosecutor has all the tools and also the defendant has all the tools to have all the evidence that was presented in order to determine whether or not, with a preponderance of evidence, that he's not only actually innocent as required by the act, but basically it's a finding of preponderance of evidence that he did not commit the crime. So in that sense, it's just a cleanup to preserve the record so that when this hearing takes place, there is a record for both sides to argue. And it gives him 60 days from that designation of actual innocence then to apply for the funding and so that the record is preserved. So that's really all this does. It looks complicated. So I would move Third Reading Amendment number 1 to Senate File 28. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Madam Minority Caucus Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against the amendment, and in all honesty, it's not because of substance. I don't know what's in this amendment. It just appeared in our desks. And it could be a great amendment, but what I'm going to encourage is that we vote no and have the bringer of amendment bring a bill for next year, and we'll have it in the Judiciary Committee once these actual innocence post-conviction statutes are passed. We've spent the interim looking at this topic. Again, this could be a good amendment, but I can't tell. I honestly would want to track it through, think about it carefully, and I just ask the bringer to bring it forth next year in a bill. So on and against the amendment.
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd urge you to vote aye on the amendment. It's just cleaning up. I mean, you made the decision yesterday to go with the Love Now second reading amendment. The problem was the speaker had forgotten one little small part. The bill said expungement. So what expungement does is you get rid of the record. Well, if you're going to have that second hearing, you got to have the record. So all this amendment's doing is saying, hey, wait a minute, don't expunge all the records yet till you have that second hearing. So if you were okay yesterday with the Love Now second reading amendment, then you probably should be okay with this because it's just cleaning up that amendment yesterday. I certainly understand what the last speaker was saying, that if you didn't like what the speaker did yesterday, then you'd probably vote no on this. But it's just cleanup of what we were doing yesterday. And I would just point out again, it's a very good bill. It's an important issue that Wyoming can be very proud of, that we are working so hard and diligently to make sure that if someone who is innocent in our prisons has an avenue to have that addressed. So it's an important bill, and I'd urge you to vote aye on the amendment and aye on the bill.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I don't know whether to tell you to vote aye on the amendment or vote no on the amendment, but I do know that this has been the most heavily amended bill, or attempted heavily amended bill, that I've seen this session. And every single time we get another one of these two-page amendments, I get further and further confused. I think the bill needs more work.
Anyone else for their first time? First time. Second time prior to the sponsor. Representative Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just to reemphasize what my good friend from Teton County said, this takes the amendment that passed by an overwhelming majority yesterday and just adds in the provision that you need to preserve the record if something is expunged. So even though it looks complicated, it's actually quite simple. Thank you.
Voting on third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 28. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 28 has passed. Senate File 28 having been read 3 separate times, question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey. Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mader.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petrov.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
Throne. Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 54 ayes, 6 no.
Senate File 28, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 28 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 30.
Senate File 30 from the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to criminal procedure, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming.
There are some amendments. Chairman Gingery.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment number 1. Yesterday we had this discussion about how much, and just to remind you, the bill we just finished was non-DNA, and now we're talking about DNA again. And back in 08, we passed the bill that already set up the structure for someone to come in and apply to be exonerated based on DNA evidence, meaning that the DNA evidence convicted you, and now they now have DNA evidence that can show that you were not the person. This bill, what this bill was set up to do, was to provide for the compensation. What do we pay someone back? And yesterday we had the discussion about what should be the amount. And this body agreed on $500,000 being the amount to pay someone. We talked about putting it down to $250,000, but this body decided $500,000 was the proper amount. So it's $100 a day until you hit that $500,000. So the issue that this amendment's dealing with is there actually is a gentleman here in this county that we're here at today that potentially, he still has to finish the process, but potentially he served, because he served 23 years, he would be eligible for the full amount of $500,000. So this would actually appropriate the $500,000. It wouldn't be paid over right away. He would still have to complete the process, but that's what this amendment does.
Any further discussion? Representative Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And folks, for the 60-second, my understanding is that for this particular gentleman here in Cheyenne, he will then have to request basically a hearing, make an application, request a hearing, and they'll have basically a trial of whether or not, on a preponderance of the evidence, that he did or didn't convict the crime. And then, and only then after that, as the law is currently written, would he be entitled to these funds. So just, I want to clarify, it's not like it's going to be automatic. There are issues on whether or not, you know, he actually did, just because the DNA sample came back inconclusive. They'll have to they'll weigh all the other evidence and make that determination. And so it's that stage, still has to happen.
Representative Goggles.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I do have a question. Being that this is an appropriation of $500,000, this should get referred back to the JAC. The JAC has to meet on this, and the JAC could at that point reject it and come back, and what would be the status of the bill at that point, Mr. Chairman? Brothers and sisters, it's a ruling of the chair. If you read Rule 4.4-8, it says a bill containing an appropriation or which requires an appropriation may be assigned to a standing committee, and then it should be re-referred. This isn't a bill. This is an amendment to a bill on the floor. I'm going to rule that the amendment is in order. If somebody wants me to call a rules committee to discuss that, I can do that. Chair rules the amendments in order. Representative Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm just wondering if this is this whole appropriation is necessary. It would seem to me that if this individual does receive the money, he would be eligible for about $50,000 of it for the first year, if I'm right, and then payments after that. So I don't know that we necessarily need to reappropriate a full amount right now. I guess we can wait on it.
Representative Yagi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm just wondering how much money is in this account, and it talks about being held over and not reported. Could you give a report of what money is there that would be we're talking about?
Any further discussion? First time? Second time prior to the sponsor? Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To the last question that was asked, there's no money in the account right now because we've never done this before, so we're creating the account. How it works, it's $100 a day up to the limit of $500,000, but how we pay it out is if the amount you're owed is less than $50,000, we just pay you a lump sum. If it's over $50,000, we pay you a lump sum payment of $50,000, and then we buy an annuity, the Treasurer's Office does, and we're going to pay out $50,000 a year. But you still need the money in order to go buy the annuity. And so we were just, and again, it's all if this guy, this gentleman, is successful in his actions. If he is, we probably should have the money available.
We're voting on third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 30. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 30 has passed. We're now on third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 30. Representative Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move Senate File number 2 or Senate File 30 amendment number 2 and ask your favorable consideration. In response to the good representative from Laramie County, that she just saw this morning. I just saw these about 15 minutes ago, and I apologize. What happened was I met with some of the staff yesterday at when we were over, and I said, here's the loophole. There's a chance that we're not going to be properly preserving the record, and that'll be a disadvantage to both the state and to whatever defendant that got out of jail. And so we really need to preserve the record, and they said, well, that's going to be a very tedious thing to come up with these two amendments. And I said, well, it's the right thing to do, so please do it. And so otherwise I would have had them circulated and explained earlier. But basically what this does on Senate File 30 is the exact same thing we just did on Senate File 28. This is a cleanup to allow for after a declaration of innocence to make sure the record's preserved, and so it tracks in with the corrections that we just did on Senate File 28. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. But basically it mirrors the Lubnow Amendment of yesterday and modifies the language so that the two bills track together and they all make sense with our statutes.
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wanted to urge you to vote aye on this one. It's the same as you just saw in the previous bill. It's cleaning up the same exact issue. But I also wanted to address why you are seeing so many amendments on this bill, especially a committee-sponsored bill. It was not an issue we had really thought about until about 4 or 5 days ago when someone raised this and we started talking about this in more detail. And the issue is this. When the person is exonerated, and it gets taken back to the district attorney, and the district attorney either decides to have a trial and the person's acquitted, or the district attorney says, I'm just not going to do another trial. Does that really mean the person's innocent, or does it mean something else? Does it mean the prosecutor just does not want to continue because his detective is, or, you know, a witness is died in the meantime or something like that? So I appreciate the work that's been done on the last few days of getting this amendment done, because this really does address an issue that we had just not seen very clearly until a few days ago.
Anyone else for the first time? Second time prior to the sponsor. We're voting on third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 30. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 30 has been adopted. Senate File 30 having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins. Flickery,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
no.
Eklund,
no.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
no.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi, Kasparic, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, Mader, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Patton, Paxton, Petroff, Piperinen, Reeder, Simlek, Summers, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Walters, Watt, Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 56 aye, 4 no.
Senate File 30, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 30 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 39.
Senate File 39 from Senator Christensen, an act relating to state lands, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
Senate File 39 having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Campbell, aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson, Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlek,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Yagi, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 no.
Senate File 39, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 39 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 91.
Senate File 91 from Senator Rothfuss. An act relating to the administration of government and privacy be enacted by the state of Wyoming.
There are some amendments. Representative McKim.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Very simple amendment that we're looking at here. I move third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 91 and ask for your favorable consideration. On page 6, line 8, We're simply adding the words in there, in conducting this study, the task force shall not collect or store any personal identifiable data. And then renumbering after that. Now this, we know that probably the task force will not be collecting much data, but just it's just a reminder to them that during that 2.5 year period of time, there will be data and information collected. And we want them to kind of incorporate that into the rules and regulations they go through as a task force. And so that's why we're simply trying to add this on to this particular bill. This was brought to us by our constituency back home. And so on their behalf, we present to you and ask for your favorable consideration. Stand for questions.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I don't really understand the need for this amendment, quite honestly. The task force is not going to be collecting or storing any data. The state of Wyoming does collect and store personally identifiable data. I know that may be a surprise to some people, but that's really what we're trying to figure out how to protect with this bill. So we can adopt this if you want, but it really is meaningless.
Representative Halverson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is meaningful. This means a lot to a lot of people around the state, and I would urge your passage on behalf of those very concerned about this obsession with data collection. Thank you.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm assigned on to this bill, and there's really no harm to this, but I just want to echo the second-to-last speaker who said that the task force is not going to be gathering anybody's personal data. We're looking at big-picture things. I mean, we might as well pass an amendment to something telling the legislature to not collect any personally identifiable data. We'd certainly do way more of that in gathering people's emails, addresses, and things like that than the task force ever would. So, one more piece of paper attached on it, I guess, won't harm anything, but really it doesn't have anything to do with the task force, I don't think.
Anyone else for the first time? Second time prior to the sponsor, Representative McKim.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Once again, I said we don't think there'll be much gathering of data with the task force. This is simply a reminder for them to include this in their rules and regulations and what they're looking for. Just remember, in the 2.5 years that they're meeting and talking about this, the P20 state longitudinal data system will be collecting information. And this is just kind of a reminder that what they're there for. And so that's why we ask for your favorable consideration. Thank you.
We're voting on third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 91. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 91 has failed. The next amendment for our consideration is third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 91. Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As I was looking over this bill, I would move third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 91, would ask for your aye vote. As I further studied the bill, I realized that there wasn't the inclusion of a person who was the parent of a Wyoming student. And a lot of the concerns that are coming out from our constituents in relation to collecting this data largely impacts the school system. And so I think it would be important to include a parent on that committee. And I would ask for your aye vote.
Anyone else for their first time? We're voting on third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 91. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 91 has been adopted. Senate File 91 having been read 3 separate times, question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell. Kennedy, Coleman, Connolly, Davison, Eklund, Esquivel, Filer, Freeman, Gay, Gingery, Goggles, Greer, Green, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Reno. Hunt.
No.
Hutchings.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
Mader.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
No.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Simlick.
No.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Watt.
No.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Laux. Aye to no. Hunt. No to aye. Gingery. Aye to no. Baker. Aye to no. Davison. Aye to no. Mader. Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 34 aye, 26 no.
Senate File 91, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 91 has passed the House. Would the Rules Committee join me at the desk, please? Brothers and sisters, before the session this morning, I had a meeting with the LSO attorney on Senate File 97, and their opinion is that if the bill passes with a majority, the bill passes, but the appropriation fails. Because it's an amendment for appropriation, it needs two-thirds. So there is a possibility that if the bill gets a majority, but less than two-thirds, the bill passes, but the appropriation doesn't. And so the Rules Committee and I just discussed that, and we just wanted you to be aware of that situation. So now you know. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 97.
Senate File 97 from Senator Coe, an act relating to economic development, be enacted by the state of Wyoming.
There are some amendments. The first one, Representative Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move third reading amendment number one to Senate File 97 and ask for favorable consideration. Brothers and sisters, this is exactly the same amendment that we had yesterday. When I went down and talked to the man who deals with our money, that person indicated that he would like to have the entire project because the entire project is what he would like to be secured on. So with that, entire was left in it, and I ask for your favorable consideration.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
And Mr. Speaker, this is a good amendment. And I also spoke with the man that manages our money yesterday, and I'm comfortable with his thoughts about it, and I'm comfortable with this bill and this amendment, and I would urge you to vote aye on the amendment and aye on the bill.
Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm fine with this amendment because I do think it gives the state a little bit more security, but I would like to ask the question in general. Is it really the proper role of government to be giving super low interest loans to businesses? And I was lying awake last night in bed and started thinking about my own company's financials, and my single biggest expense that we paid last year was interest on our floor plan. And I actually looked up, and we paid more money in interest than we made in bottom line profits. And so my bottom line would have more than doubled if I had a 1% loan from the government. So I guess I'm wondering, how come my business can't get one of these loans? And if it's proper for the government to do it for this company, why is it not proper for the government to do it for my company and all the other small businesses out there? So I would just ask you to keep that in mind as we consider this.
Representative Yagi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I also 4:30 this morning was thinking about this, and I got up and dug through my business council notes and just looked at where we've been and what we've done. Give a little bit of that history yesterday, but as I looked at how business is being done, there's five major areas. There's 80 programs, 53 employees that are pushing $7 million in higher salaries than most of the other state employees. I found a book that talks about what we're talking about here, the large amount of money that we're putting here. And it says, it's a national book, today you have government competing with business and putting business out of business. It's my belief that government shouldn't be in the business of business. You've got local governments that are providing businesses that stop private businesses from starting and putting private businesses out of business. And this large project with this amendment on, as I spoke yesterday, I think it's a good amendment, making the bill, if it passes, a better bill. But I think as I've looked at this, we have a lot more failures than successes. And I think as we get into this, government has a hard time being impartial. You pick winners and losers. And this bill, you got in your box some information that was passed out about the Cody Labs, and we got two different handouts looking forward. And so this bill comes about with a specific business in mind, and I just feel bad about that, that we're setting up rules for one specific business. Okay. Now, I realize that the business, or this bill, will set up the governance of large funding projects, and I think they're trying to do it in the very best way. But as the last speaker pointed out, we're talking $25 million at 1%. That's $250,000 per year.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker. Apologize for
interrupting. Shadow Minority Floor Leader.
We need to make sure we're on the amendment and not use proper names in our speeches. Thank you.
Representative Yagi, if you'd confine yourself to the amendment and not use proper names, that would be good.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The $25 million that we're talking about at 1%, as I said, is $250,000. Now, this is a payback, but do you realize that'll take 100 years to get our $25 million back at 1%? And I just wonder if any bank can handle that. If you go get a loan for $25 million, I don't think you're going to get much 5% or above. So I think we are picking and choosing, and I feel good about the amendment because it does set up some good, better, I guess, rules that we're going to give large sums of money out with, but I just can't support the bill. Thank you.
Representative Greer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm on or in favor of the amendments and in favor of the bill as well. You know, I want to point out what this amendment does is helps us develop a better approach to economic development in the state of Wyoming. Economic development under this program, which was approved by the people of the state of Wyoming with a constitutional amendment to help with the diversity of our economy. And what this amendment simply does is just make sure that those funds that are expended out of this fund, if established, are better secured, better protected, so that they may come back into a fund and not be distributed to other parties, but to be used for future economic development. Again, I look at this as this particular method is going to be a much more constitutional and a much better method for helping with economic development, and I'd encourage you to vote aye on this amendment as it helps in this venture.
Representative Freeman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm for the bill and not for the amendment. In my county, there was a project that was needing to be completed with state-secured bonds. And because of very high, and some people would say exceedingly high, expectations by the person downstairs, that process took over 6 months before the money finally came in to where they had a secure financial basis. I think that the treasurer can do, I think the person downstairs can do this already. It doesn't have to be in statute. I would say resist the amendment and vote for the bill.
Representative Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the amendment against the bill. I guess what's troubling to me most is, partially in conversations last night about this, our county, where we're from, we push economic development. We have these large projects, but we go to our local taxpayers. We have a 5-cent tax, and then we have a 6-cent tax. And we're funding expansions on our hospitals. We're funding upgrades at our facilities. We're bringing in all these other organizations. Yet the county that's coming to us that's going to benefit from this bill still has 4% tax. And I just wonder why the state has to burden this, and they won't even go to their own local taxpayers and push for a fifth and sixth cent tax. So for me, it just seems unclear as to why the state has to fund this when they're not doing what they can do locally. For the amendment against the bill.
Representative Crone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On and for the amendment and for the bill, I think that it's important to realize that this large project funding is the next step in what this legislature has done in terms of economic development within the state. And I think it's important that the safeguards are within the bill. And the bill is strong to begin with. I think this amendment strengthens the state's position, strengthens the security that's found in this bill. And I think that it's important to say that this bill is statewide. It's for the entire state of Wyoming, and the projects that are created through this bill, it's not just my county, but any county in the state can apply for this large project funding. It has a trickle-down effect. Not only will it be this company that grows and produces more jobs, but those jobs will pay taxes. The citizens will have higher rates of return as a result of those jobs in the community. And it's not a single county project. It is a statewide project, and it will have statewide ramifications. And I think it's important to note this isn't a particular earmark. This is for the entire state. We've been doing this since 1998. The Business Council. This is the next step. This bill has the appropriate safeguards to protect the Treasury, to protect our coffers in the state of Wyoming, while at the same time giving a real tremendous multiplier effect for our economy and for the diversity of our economy. So I would urge support of this amendment, and I would urge support of the bill. Thank you.
Representative Patton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've spoken twice before on this measure, and both times I suggested to you that that this bill needed an amendment to try and satisfy some of the concerns. And what you have before you and what I am on and for the amendment, it does satisfy, it does, my inquiry, and in particular it strengthens the treasurer with his rulemaking capacity and the dictate in Roman numeral number 8. It provides a strengthening for the conditions that are there, not just for a project. This is not just going to pass away on us. This is going to be on the books. And it strengthens the business there, and the state treasurer shall ensure that any alternate security, so if you have a collateral that comes in back of the primary loan, that the state of Wyoming can demand that that collateral will be first obligation to the state of Wyoming. That's, to me, extremely important for the consideration. I repeat, I'm on and for the amendment.
Representative Hutchings.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On and for the amendment, but against the bill, I would just like some more clarification. When we were given the bill the first day, we received some documentation on a specific company that might be involved here. And my concern is Article 3, Section 27, one of the enumerated clauses that states that the legislature shall not pass local or special laws regarding a corporation and giving them special or exclusive privileges. So can I get some clarification? Does this amendment or the bill do this? Thank you.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On and in favor of the amendment and on and in favor of the bill, I think this amendment does clear up some things that we needed to have well understood by the body before we voted out of our house. And then just in support of why that reinforces what we're trying to do is assure the corpus of what we're putting into these kinds of projects is covered. And I think the bill itself does that.
Chairman Zwanzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the body for the amendment, for the bill, but I kind of wanted to make a clarification. You know, a lot of the projects come in here to the southern part of the state. This bill came to you because of a project in the northern part of the state. But as the bill is written, it sets up a process that anybody can apply for. It is not specific for one bill or one business anymore. So I think it jumps over that hurdle about constitutionality. It sets up an application, and if I'm wrong, somebody from the northern part of the state, please correct me. So it just sets up a process for an application, a procedure to be followed, and it's for any project anywhere in the state. And I think that's important to understand. It didn't come to begin that way, but that's how it's here now. And I think it will have some far-reaching effects for companies that want to come into our state later down the years. Thank you.
Anyone else for their first time? Chairman Harvey.
You know, there's a war on the West, and
our minerals are being attacked. Our minerals fund our state. And if our federal government continues to go down this path, Wyoming has got to put itself in a position to be able to feed and clothe the citizens of Wyoming. We have got to diversify. We've got to be able to recruit big companies in. We've got to give them the ability to come and to bring things to Wyoming, bring the ability for people to earn a living in Wyoming. Yes, I think we need to fight the war on the West. I think that we need to continue. But if this bill passes and opportunities come that big companies can relocate here, and look at the assistance that the Business Council has given. And, you know, just the fact that one business was named in this, you have to look at all the other things that the Business Council has benefited this part of the state. And look at the growth. When I was first a legislator, you could take the main mall road and there were just about half as many businesses. And that's 12 years. So I think that every time you bring a business in, the ripple effect is so tremendous that it is an advantage to our state. And I think that diversification of our economy is survival of our state.
Representative Blickery.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Folks, we've talked about the bill. All the last speakers have talked about the bill. We're on an amendment, okay? And this is a good amendment because it helps to protect the people's money. So please vote for this amendment no matter how you're going to vote on the bill.
Anyone else for the first time? First time. Second time. Second time prior to the sponsor. Representative Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It is a good amendment. This amendment strengthens the bill and will make the man who handles the money downstairs much more happier with how he's able to secure the loan. If I may just indulge me for a second. Article 16, Section 12 says, notwithstanding Article 3, Section 36. And that's the portion that allows this whole thing to work. Remember that this bill is for a process that will allow any large company to come in. Thank you. On the bill, in favor of the bill, in favor of the amendment.
Put in on third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 97. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 97 has passed the House. 30 minutes of debate and no votes. We're now on third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 97. Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move committee third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 97 and ask for your favorable appreciation. Members of the body, back on the first committee of the whole amendment, we changed the word may to shall on page 8, and so it did read after that amendment that the state treasurer shall charge a loan origination fee not to exceed 1% of the total loan amount. My amendment takes the words of not to exceed and puts it into of, so now it will read the state treasurer shall charge a loan origination fee of 1% of the total loan amount, and that's the whole amendment.
Representative Northrup.
It's a friendly amendment. There's not a problem with that. I think that any company that would, or any entity that would come in and ask for money like this would not have a problem with it. Thank you. In favor of it.
Anyone else for the first time? Second time. Second time prior to the sponsor. Vote in on third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 97. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File number 97 has been adopted. Senate File 97, having been read 3 separate times, question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll. The appropriations requires 2/3. The bill requires a simple majority.
Baker.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman. Coleman conflict. Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
No.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petrov.
Aye.
Piperinen.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Simlick.
No.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
No.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 45 aye, 14 no, one conflict.
Senate File 97, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 47 has passed the House. Senate File 97's appropriation, having received more than two-thirds vote of the House, the appropriation has also passed the House. Mr. Minority Whip.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Certainly.
Ladies and gentlemen of the legislature, in the South Gallery, Mrs. Dibbles, fifth grade class from Pioneer Park Elementary. Please stand and welcome them to the House.
Welcome to the House. Representative Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Certainly.
Brothers and sisters, you will see on your desk somewhere in that paperwork a copy of our new capital brochure brought to you in part by the Legislative Facilities Committee and the State Building Commission. It only took government 3 years to get this thing done. So I'm pleased to present it to you. We'll actually probably have an update when we do the new capital, but please look through it. And we have a bunch of copies downstairs for the next year. And it probably would make a pretty good collector's guide as well before we remodel the Capitol. But just want to make sure everyone got one, and if you have any questions, come see me.
With that, order of business of adoption of Joint Conference Committee reports. The first conference committee report is on message number 239, which is Joint Conference Committee 1 on House Bill 15. Madam Majority, or Madam Speaker Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move for adoption of the Joint Conference Committee Report 1 to House Bill 15. Ladies and gentlemen, this is quite a long amendment considering the discussion we had the other day on the word B. We had six legislators and three attorneys work with us to come to this agreement, and so I would ask for your favorable eye on that. And basically what we were doing is, if you were to be denied or terminated as a limited liability company, we have to go through these steps, and so we just rearranged the steps for that to be done and made it clear so that someone would know their rights, and I would just ask for an aye vote.
Any discussion? We are voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 15. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart. Byrd,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer, Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petrov.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Filer.
Excuse.
Filer excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused.
By your vote, you've adopted Joint Conference Committee No. 1 report to House Bill 15. The next message for our consideration is message number 196, Joint Conference Committee report number 1 on Senate file 41. Representative Greer.
Mr. Speaker, I move Joint Conference Committee report number 1 on Senate file 41 and ask for this body's aye vote. If you recall, this revolved around the changes to the Select Federal Natural Resource Management Committee in that we were charging that committee with the duties to oversee and explore the transfer of federal public lands. In conference, what we did was adopt or stay with the second reading amendment that this body had put onto the bill, which was, quite frankly, if you look at it, brilliant. And after we explained it, the other body saw that as well. What we ended up doing, though, was dropping off the third reading amendment, agreeing to put that to the side. The third reading amendment was simply further direction that the Select Federal Natural Resource Management Committee appoint a subcommittee. And our decision was, is that's really up to the chair of that committee. And so we agreed to let that third reading amendment go away. But they did keep our second reading amendment, which made clear on who the appointments, which committees those had to come from, if you recall. And then also we had some cleanup language in that as well. So that's my explanation, and I'd ask for your aye vote.
Any other discussion? We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 41. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Filer
excused. Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas. Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petrov,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee No. 1 report to House Bill Senate File 41. The next bill for our the next conference report is House Message 216, Conference Committee Report No. 1 on Senate File 55. Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd move Joint Conference Committee Report No. 1 to Senate File 55. Mr. Speaker and members, the bill to increase Hathaway scholarships by 10% started in this House last year, defeated in the Senate, brought back as a committee bill this year, started as a Senate file at 10% increase, Senate reduced it to 5, came to the House Education Committee, increased it to 10. basically our conference committee members talked with their members, and the way the structure of their committee, it was either going to be the Senate position or zero. And so there was no splitting the baby halfway. And I guess we thought, talking among the conferees, that this is probably a pretty good start. And I think we'll come back now with smaller increases at more frequent times was kind of our thinking. But so that's where we're at. 5% increase Senate position. Stand for any questions.
Any other discussion? We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 55. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel. Filer, excused. Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Yellow.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Krohn.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
Mater. McKim,
no.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
no.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
no.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
no.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
no.
Swanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 48 aye, 11 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Number 1 report on Senate File 55. The next Joint Conference Committee report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on Senate File 64. Representative Kasparik.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 64 and urge your aye vote. Ladies and gentlemen, we flexed our muscles, we rocked, and then we rolled, and Elvis wasn't even in the house. What this conference report is about is a public health nursing bill that we heard. And if you remember, there was a House Standing Committee that actually stated that any state at-will employee contract person transferred pursuant to this paragraph shall be eligible for an accrued leave and shall be eligible to participate and be covered by the state employee's official group insurance, the state retirement system, and the deferred compensation program. These terms shall be explicitly stated in the contract. Ladies and gentlemen, they already have part of this if they are transferred to the to a state position. They already have state retirement. This amendment probably impacts less than 5 people. The State Department of Health and the County Commission will be working on these contracts, and we'll work out any terms and can at any time change the terms to include employee benefit and time off for those employees. So we felt the bill was important. We felt that it needed to go through. We felt that this was something that could be negotiated during the contracts with the department and with the commission. So, again, I would urge your aye vote. Thank you.
Any further discussion? We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 64. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker? Baker conflict? Barlow?
Aye.
Berger?
Aye.
Blake?
Aye.
Blevins?
Aye.
Flickrey?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Burkhart?
Aye.
Byrd?
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye. Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer, excused. Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic. Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mader. Mader. McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Baker? Baker conflict. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, one excused, one conflict.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee number one report to Senate File 64. We're now at that order of business of signing enrolled acts. The first enrolled act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act number 45, being original House Bill 173.
Enrolled Act number 45 from original House Bill 173, an act relating to schools.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 45, being original House Bill 173. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 46, being original House Bill 104.
Enrolled Act number 46 from original House Bill number 104, an act relating to student information.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 46, being original House Bill 104. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 47, being original House Bill 88.
Enrolled Act number 47 from original House Bill 88, an act relating to the Uniform Consumer Credit Code.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 47, being original House Bill 88. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 48, being original House Bill 178.
Enrolled Act number 48 from original House Bill 178, an act relating to offenses against computer property.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 48, being original House Bill 178. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 45, being original Senate File 24.
Enrolled Act number 45 from original Senate File number 24, an act relating to special elections.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 45, being original Senate File 24. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 46, being original Senate File 25.
Enrolled Act number 46 from original Senate File 25, an act relating to elections.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 46, being original Senate File 25. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 47, being original Senate File 67.
Enrolled Act number 47 from original Senate File 67, an act relating to administrative procedure.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 47, being original Senate File 67. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 48, being original Senate File 68.
Enrolled Act number 48 from original Senate File 68, an act relating to the general revision of laws.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 48, being original Senate File 68. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 49. Being original Senate File 89.
Enrolled Act number 49 from original Senate File 89, an act relating to Medicaid.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 49, being original Senate File 89. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 50, being original Senate File 101.
Enrolled Act Number 50 from Original Senate File 101, an act relating to motor vehicles.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 50 being Original Senate File 101. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act is Senate Enrolled Act 51 being Original Senate File 107.
Enrolled Act Number 51 from Original Senate File 107, an act relating to insurance.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 51 being Original Senate File 107. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 52 being Original Senate File 115.
Enrolled Act Number 52 from Original Senate File 115, an act relating to game and fish.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 52 being Original Senate File 115. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 53 being Original Senate File 83.
Enrolled Act Number 53 from Original Senate File 83, an act relating to oil and gas.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 53 being Original Senate File 83. I have so signed. We're at that order of business of committee announcements. Chairman Semlak.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Before I make a committee announcement, may I have privilege of the floor?
Certainly.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the North Gallery this morning, my wife is here, Sheila. As with many of our legislative spouses over the years, she has watched over our proceedings, and I think she would certainly support a capital renovation of the gallery seats up there. As many of you have been up there, the seats are not very comfortable, but they persist, and we're glad to have them all, and certainly glad to have my wife here this morning.
Welcome to the House. Chairman Semlak.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Sluck Water Committee will meet tomorrow morning in S-15 to approve several water project contracts and to plan for the 2014 interim.
Mr. Majority Whip, or Minority Whip.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yes, there are 3 fifth grade classes from my favorite elementary school, Piner Park, and the third and final one is in the South Gallery. This is Mrs. Kinslinger's class from Piner Park Elementary. Would you welcome them to the House?
Welcome to the House. Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Privilege of the floor?
Certainly.
Oh, goodness sakes. You have to talk, Rosie, so I don't cry again. Remember last year about this time? I had no hair. Rosie has a lot less hair than she did last year because she donated her hair for me. And I want to encourage all of you to sign up for the Komen race. Last year, I was the survivor of the year for the Komen race, and it's in large part due to all of you that I've had that honor. And so you are all my co-survivors, as we like to say, and we'd appreciate your support for the race.
Thank you, Marion. You showed us such courage. It was my honor to take 14 inches off. I've had my hair cut 5 times since then, and it's still growing, so I'm going to try it again because I think it's really a worthy cause, and so your donations would be greatly appreciated. I know that Representative Esquibel is and Representative Lockhart are continuing to collect those funds, so go, folks. You can make this race happen. Thank you.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This isn't a committee announcement, but it is a reminder of the prayer breakfast tomorrow morning at 6:30 at Egg and I. All denominations are welcome. Our speaker will be Lynn Kirkbride, and I urge you to come if you can.
Brothers and sisters, we have a smattering of business to do this afternoon, but we will need to come back in this afternoon to address some of the conference committee reports or messages from the Senate that may come back. We also may expect some action from the governor. Representative Barlow, did you? Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House stand in recess until 2:30.
You have heard the motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? House is in recess until 2:30 p.m.